True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, we are going to deliver a power stat for all Spartan fans, but it's mainly for Rico. He has to decide, like Idris Elba wearing a Viking hat in one of the Marvel movies, whether we get to ride the icicle bridge. Whether this stat means something or nothing, okay. Tournament style, 5 o'clock. David, quick check on the ticket text. We've got a couple of Lions notes for people.
Ed in Dearborn says, if you eat any of that food, you should get a free t-shirt that says, get out of my way, I just had crab pizza.
Honestly, I don't know a scenario where you're watching the game. That is just...
And who buys this stuff?
People are
But yes, whenever we do this game, I automatically, okay, in 90-degree weather, in direct sunlight, how is this going to hold up? Crab pizza, not well.
Mike is right. I'd be horrified on a plane. I'd rather jump out the window. Yeah.
I systematically pre-plan flying so that...
You just don't eat for 2 days?
Doing a duty is not possible. No, it's just... A, day of flight, there is no food. So you already, your system has said, hey, I've done what I need. I know I have to go into a flying coffin for 3, 4, 6 hours. There is no option that going to the bathroom is a possibility. If you don't put anything in, nothing's coming out. What I never understand, and I know we're doing a topic, but this texter wanted to know, what is it with people, they feel like they're going off to the electric chair? You're flying to Fort Lauderdale. Why do you need 2 bags of food? It's a 3-hour flight. Didn't Jesus go like 3 weeks without food? You can't go 3 hours? 3 hours!
40 days, but you know what, Mike?
40 days,
right? I'll allow it.
Then I made my point even more effective.
It wasn't over when the Germans bomb Pearl Harbor.
These people get on the airplane like it is their last meal before being put away with lethal injection. What? And then they're sitting there and they're just mowing food. The whole plane stinks. Why? I don't even understand it. What? Why would you do that only to then have to do a duty in this mini micro machines bathroom? It makes no sense.
Unless you time it right that you eat it on the plane.
Oh, come on, dude. Even when the upgrade hits, I turn the meal down. Really? I don't want
You're
none
not
of it.
Eating, period.
No.
Not even the Biscoff cookies?
No. I'll take one of those. That's not going to cause a duty. No duty. I don't get it. And people are lined up around the block getting bags of food for the airplane. Why? Rico, all the times I've had to fly to New York, it's 1 hour and 6 minutes. Why do you need a bag of food? 1 hour and 6 minutes. Why?
See, but then you have this. This can't be healthy. I flew from Detroit to South Korea, 16 hours, never used the bathroom. Come on. You can't, that's not healthy.
Well, you're gonna have to water the lawn. That's acceptable.
Is it a nonstop flight?
Yeah, I think
South
so.
South Korea?
Yeah, I
it
believe
can
so.
Be. You can find one, yeah. Someone says,
now, at that point, I may be like you and just like, yeah, we're just gonna fast today. 16-hour flight, yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm glad I got you on my side of things here. Go ahead.
Bill in Freeport says, I agree, no strawberries. Raspberries are a good swap. And then someone else, Ryan, text, how did everyone but Mike miss Rico's Manoogian comment? Absolutely.
I didn't miss it. I said you can't say that.
No, he said everyone but you.
Oh, well, I don't
think... I didn't miss it. I just didn't want to touch it.
Yeah, you didn't want to validate it. Kenny has no idea what he's talking about.
I just gave him a history lesson behind the glass.
Noted. All right, let's get to the Lions.
So you wouldn't do like Qdoba's on a full-hour flight?
Bro, I see it and a shiver goes down my spine. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
I was really hungry that day.
Okay, just will you please, Lions, you have something for the people that I don't think they're interested in watching. I'd like you to lay this out for them.
Guys, the show quarterbacks is back. Last year, it was wide receivers. You had Amon-Ra. This year, quarterbacks is back. Mike, your guy, Ned Flanders, is one of the three quarterbacks.
Oh, Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins is back.
Oh, good. I lost a home playoff game to Danny Dimes. Here's me reading a Bible story to my kid.
Joe Burrow and Jared Goff.
Nope. No, thank you.
Jared Goff is going to be on quarterbacks, which means, kind of like with Amon-Ra, Lions fans, you get to relive your entire season.
Nope. I am different.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Last season doesn't exist. I would treat it, you and I had this conversation. If I'm a Lions fan, that playoff game is the 2011 Big Ten Championship, Michigan State, Wisconsin. I've never gone back and watched that. I'll never watch anything do it last year if I'm a Lions fan.
See, if I'm a Lions fan, I would watch it up until the Minnesota game. And then I'm turning it off. I don't need to see the final game. Just like for that Big Ten Championship game, I'll watch it all the way up until the fourth down play. And then I'm done. TV's not working. I'm turning it off.
I'm different.
But for Lions fans, are you excited about this? Jared Goff, you're going to be hearing all the chanting of Jared Goff, and you get to relive the entire 2024 season.
Are you like me? That is dead and gone. Nona is gone. I would want nothing to do with last season if I'm a Lions fan. It's over. I'm never looking back at it. It was a complete waste of my time. Go ahead, Kenny. You, go ahead, please.
Yeah, no, I've burned the tapes. I don't want any part of that season. I don't want to relive it. I don't want to re-adjudicate it.
I don't even want Jared Goff chance anymore.
I don't want Jared Goff
Can
chance.
Can it come up with something new? Why? Because it reminds me of last year.
Exactly. And you know what's going to happen because of that? We're eventually going to have a topic that spawns from that show, and we're going to have to re-adjudicate things about last season. I don't want anything to do with it. Burn the tapes.
I'd love to know. Our Lion fans, are you going to dial in for this? Look, for a long time, we wished our players were on shows like this. But this is one particular one I don't think I'd watch.
because they're going to show highlights of all the season. And up until the Commanders game, 15-2, life was great. Just, you know what? Probably wouldn't watch that Buffalo game again. Even if you watched the Texas game and it was his worst game ever against Houston, they still won. So you'd be like, okay, I know the ending of this movie. But in the end, you're going to see that final game, just like you saw the ball bouncing off of Vildor's face mask, and you saw everything that happened in San Francisco at the end of the Amon-Ra wide receivers.
No player has caught more strays than Vildor. The guy is a backup. And even if the ball doesn't bounce off his face, there was a penalty on the play. I'm just saying. The poor guy. Jesus.
But every low light that happened in the Commanders game,
yes,
you're going to see.
Yes.
So 248-539-9797.
Yeah, if anything, I want less of the Lions. They're out there too much. Too much talk, not enough walk.
Correct, because to me, it's even more than just seeing that game again. It's everything leading up to it. At some point, on quarterback, you'll probably hear a Dan Campbell speech about season goals, all of this stuff, what they want to accomplish, and in the back of your mind, it'll go back to it and say, well, we didn't do it, so why?
Remember the quote, like, yeah, we're preparing ourselves for 20 games this year? No, just 18.
Look, the whole point is you know how it ends. I won't watch that. Now, Kenny's right. There might be something that happens on that show, and it'll require us to do a topic. That's fine. I'm not watching that. I can't speak for Lions fans, but I want nothing to do with Lester. It's over. It's dead. It's gone. It meant nothing. You won as many playoff games as the New York Giants. You're here. Wow. Meant nothing. Now, if you want to sell me, well, it was lots of great memory. Cool. How did it end? Chair to the spine.
Because you know how it ends, and that's just it. Like, you're going to... It's the catch-22 because you're going to relive the best Lions season ever, regular season. I don't think it'll ever get duplicated that you went 15-2. Think about that, Kenny. That doesn't entice you?
No, that makes me upset. I don't want to hear that at all. I don't want to hear any of that. I don't want to rethink about it. I don't want to relive it. That sounds awful.
But I mean, think
just
about
hearing you say 15-2 makes me angry.
The undressing of the Cowboys?
Great. What did it get you? Nothing. I don't want to hear it.
248-539-9797. Are you like Kenny and you like Mike and you're just going to pass on this Lions fans? Or are you excited? Because the preview came out today and there's Joe Burrow.
I know.
There's your boy Kirk Cousins, Ned Flanders, and Jared Goff.
Part of me gets upset because it'll be filled with hubris, arrogance, bravado, and I know how it ended. It would only upset me to watch it. They were hyper-confident. They had the countdown clock in the facility. It was all about the Super Bowl. I'll end up being twice as angry if I watch that. I know it's weird, but I'm out. Okay. But if people are in, why?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.